Hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope you had a great weekend. One of the first good weekends filled with sun here in Toronto area, Port Credit, and had a great one. I'm a little red today, but feeling good. And one of the things that emerged to me, a concept that was introduced by a friend, Stephen Taylor, thank you for introducing it, but also, was this idea of Sunday scaries. And this is something that until that term had been shared by Stephen, I hadn't really heard of it, but yet I had had this existential dread almost every Sunday for years and years. I think since starting the first company, I started in 2015, and it would just be this return to work on Monday and just this load of stress that would build up. And I think sometimes that because I was running a company, so much sort of volatility throughout the entire time, and also just this open path of like you choosing what you're going to do. So and maybe this is different, and if you have this experience, I'd love to hear your perspective. But it's almost like when you know exactly what you're going into work for, that there's going to be these tasks assigned to you, or you're maybe into a specific like function within a company. Maybe some of that abstractness is narrowed down a little bit and reduces that. I don't know. I've never been that person. Just maybe a thought around, because I sometimes go into a week and it's like this open field, and it feels like there's so much possible that could be done. And yet, and with that possibility becomes sort of that stress of which ones to choose, which ones to prioritize. And then you have to work through these sort of paradigms of, okay, how do I filter down all the possible options that I could do, every activity that I could do this week to work towards the most high impact ones. And so, this is a really fascinating topic to me. I've, worked and looked at, mental health and well-being, but also just productivity and how can you be at your best performance during work for a long time, and something that I'm trying to figure out. And I think the other piece there is like, we are in this culture where work is rewarded, strive for. And so on Sundays, I would do work, try to get ahead of a bunch of emails and stuff. And then there would be this sort of freedom or relief that I had gotten that head start on the week. But then you would sometimes go into the week with, you had already done some work. So you had already applied some of the performance, some of the energy, some of the pressure. And so as you get later into the week, you can move towards, and not full burnout, but that stage of, I've already worked 5 days, I'm only on Thursday, kind of thing. So I think there is a real balance, and something that I've learned later in life is just when you have a nice weekend, when you've got some sun, enjoy it as much as you can, because you have the ability to reset. You have the ability to come in on a Monday and do good work. And I think it's better to have not brought that stress to yourself on a Sunday and come in with a good mindset that you've enjoyed the weekend, and then you can come in and start to tackle these things. And just to add on one last note for this, I think the other piece that can happen sometimes is on a weekend or whatever. And like, again, I have a great partner. I have a dog, but I feel bad for anyone saying this, anyone who has kids, like you get these disruptions to your sleep cycle. And so last night just couldn't fall asleep. And in the past I had this historical, oh no, that's too bad, now I'm going to let that bleed in. And now this sleep schedule that is not ideal is the one that is now going to take over. So if I couldn't fall asleep, and last night I fell asleep still at 1:30 or whatever, it's not so bad. But like if I fell asleep at 2 or 3, the rest of the week I'm also doing that. And that means that I'm either... So there's two things. I'm reducing my sleep, or I'm sleeping in, and that cycle then continues. And I think the realization that I've had here, and I think it connects with this idea of sort of the Sunday scaries, is that you need to make that sort of short-term sacrifice and take care of yourself to then reset, to reduce that anxiety, reduce that, and get back into the schedule that is conducive to your optimal health, your optimal performance, your optimal well-being. And so I'm here. I will okay, I'm in for the, had the shower, had some moisturizer, but had to do that push today, get up early, work out, cold shower, make sure that those things are taken care of, even though I couldn't quite have the sleep, because this does, I don't want this to bleed into the rest of the week. And when, you know, when you're running a company, doesn't matter what role you're in, you have responsibilities, you want to be at your best. And so sometimes those sort of short-term sacrifices are made. So I, just a couple, I mean, a couple things just to start the week, related to, I guess, the time of the week and where it's at. And I'm going to do some more research into, the Sunday scaries and why this is, but it is a well-known sort of, thing within culture, with and surveys and I mean, I don't think Sunday scaries is the scientific term, but it's definitely some anxiety that comes as people return to work for the week. And I think very different on the situation that they're having, what you're doing at work, the excitement level, everything. But it definitely does seem to be a commonality between people. So if you're feeling that, or you had that with you, I'm with you. I hope you got to enjoy your a weekend. And so, just two other things that I wanted to touch on. I know that that was a 5-minute ramble, and I apologize for anyone who did derived or created no value for it. But a couple things more on the tech news side that I'd love to sort of touch on that I think are interesting signs of the time. And one of them is this return to work for Apple. And there is now a group, Apple Together, very nice, of people who have then pushed back on this return to work. And so Apple said 3 days a week. Obviously, they spend like, I don't even know how many billion on this office. And I can't imagine how much science was packed into this building to maximize, like, again, the social cohesion, the group dynamics, the, you know, good work, all this wonderful stuff. And so, like, there is this idea that, you know, this office isn't so bad. And there's a lot of offices out there in the world that probably aren't that great. And so there is definitely people who have this sort of resentment towards people who are in the tech space, who are, you know, complaining about working at the one of the world's nicest office in the world. And I think that could be reasonably looked at as, yeah, that is true. And there was this top Apple machine learning engineer who apparently was what they believe is probably the most cited ML expert at Apple. And he said that this policy went against what he wanted, went against what his team, which he had consulted with his team to see what was the optimal sort of work conditions. And they, you know, Apple did not rescind. And so they continued with their return to office policy. And then this guy was gone. Now, I don't think that everyone has the same maybe career opportunities that this man has. And so those are the other things that we have to think of, is that there are a lot of people in the world who probably don't have the skill set, but would love the opportunity to work at places like this, go into the office. And I also think of, you know, what I've read from some really interesting comments and commentary is just this idea of there are people who, even throughout COVID, through the pandemic and healthcare and all these different places, that never had this opportunity to work from home. They never got a break through this pandemic. And as they look around and they see people complaining about going back just 3 days, whatever it is, then that's a pretty harsh contrast to the experience that you've just had over these last 3 years. And I definitely agree with this idea. Like, I personally don't want to commute these long distances. I find if I start to have to build, you know, those opportunities for just stress or friction in the day, then you don't have the same performance at work. But I also understand from an employer side why, especially when you've invested that much money, why it could be something that you see as valuable, or at least that you want to make happen. And so I think this is going to be a very interesting sort of story to follow because there was this time where everyone thought remote work fully was here and was here to stay. And yet now we've seen a little bit more return to this hybrid model. And just had a great little event over the weekend that I went to, and just as I was asking some people what they thought about this. And one of the comments that was really interesting is just that the office becomes this sort of social place. And so if you're in there whatever times a week, if it's once a week, probably then it becomes even more. Like, I think probably the more you're in per week, the more social it becomes. So a lot of people that seem to be going in, say, a Friday, and instead of actually getting a bunch of work done, they're actually, that becomes the cooler talks, the et cetera, et cetera. And so I think that that might be a trend that we will continue to see, which is work and actually going to the office becoming more of a social time. And I think other companies are sort of making that happen. Monthly you come in, once a month you come in, it's a social day, et cetera, et cetera. But if that is the case, and there's so much talk, there's so much communication between people, sometimes that talk, that communication can then drive growth and productivity and innovation at the workplace. Other times it could just be people reconnecting, having fun, which again is a valuable part of the business, but maybe not exactly what companies need to be accomplished, especially in a difficult time. So that's another sort of dynamic of this all. I think adjustments will be made, and these are very smart companies making optimizations on the fly and sort of a paradigm that they are not used to and hasn't been here before. Continue to follow this trend. If you have any thoughts on this, I would love to hear, because I'm trying to figure out. I worked at home forever, and I've worked on a small team, and I find that I crave this social connection that has been missing. With first of all, sometimes just like a small team, when you're a small team and you're in person, there's a lot of excitement and energy and then co-creation and problem solving there. When you're a small team or remote and you never see each other, there is this feeling, a little bit more feeling of isolation. And because we don't prioritize meetings all day, we try to have our weekly kickoff or daily touch points. It's not something that we're necessarily, we're not interacting with people all day. And then the nature of the platform we've built, the software we've built, it's not always conducive to meeting. There's a lot of people who are self-serve users who message us through live chat. And so it's not like I'm hopping on calls every single day. And so that means for me that I miss some of these opportunities to communicate, to have conversations, to connect with people. And so outside of my own work right now, I look for events, for communities, and that's something I hope to share a little bit more here, as especially obviously localized to Toronto, Greater Toronto Area. As these things return to, as life has returned a little bit to normal and events start to happen again, hoping to help anyone looking for communities, looking for those conversations by doing some investigation, finding some of those myself. And I've been lucky to find some of those communities already, because that's part of my desire and not necessarily fulfilled directly in my company as a small team with self-serve SaaS software. So that's a little bit to start the week off. We had some talk about Sunday scaries. I hope that you got through yours. I hope you're having a great start to the week. Take care of yourself when you're ready to go. Talked about just sort of, again, with that resetting the schedule, making sure that you are, if you get that disruption, whether for me sometimes it's just can't fall asleep at night or too early of a wake up or whatever it is, that you sort of push through in that first one, maybe make a short-term sacrifice to keep that schedule the way that you want and continue the performance, the productivity, the well-being. And then lastly, just sort of an interesting piece here on Apple returning to the work, some of the revolt around that, a group that that has come together, and then also sort of the feedback or the response from the larger world, some who have privileges to work and have the skill set that allows them to work from home and do that, and then other people who don't necessarily have that, and how they're feeling about people having these experiences or pushing back against returning to the office. So that's it for this first video of the week here. Appreciate you tuning in as always. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. Thank you very much. Tyler Bryden here. Have a great week. Bye-bye.